Ship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Mayor Brandon Scott has announced the removal of owner-occupied homes from the city's tax sale list following approval from the Board of Estimates. This marks the fifth consecutive year that the mayor has removed the properties that include single-family homes, condos, and multifamily dwelling units where the owner permanently lives. In addition to removing the properties, the Scott administration is working to implement a more efficient, cloud-based tax payment system over the next few years. The 2025 tax sale is scheduled for May 19th. The Maryland Fire Marshal's Office is alerting the public to a concerning new trend that's circulating on social media. It involves students inserting electrically conductive objects into charging ports on school-issued and personal electronic devices, leading to fires, smoke, and property damage. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds are in a bad way right now, swept by the Twins yesterday in Minnesota, 5-2 the final. And it turns out that situational hitting may be a bigger problem than the pitching. Birds got 10 hits for the second straight game, but they go 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Strand 9. Baltimore sinking to an MLB-low 191 batting average with ducks on the pond. Manager Brandon Hyde, a curt response when asked why.
I think it's inexperience pressing. You can go for a wide array.
Heston Kerstad, on the other hand, went into a bit more detail.
I think there's a lot of us trying too hard. I would all speak for myself mostly. Sometimes with runners in scoring position, I tend to try to do too much when you just need to dial it back and just put a ball in play and something will happen.
The Orioles in Anaheim tonight for a 9:38 first pitch against the Angels. Zach Eflin and Tyler O'Neill will join the Birds out west. Football news, the Panthers moving on from edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney after one season. The three-time Pro Bowler played the 23 season in Baltimore with 9.5 sacks. And finally, three-time All-Star center fielder Chet Lemon, who won a World Series with the 84 Tigers, died Thursday at his home in Florida. Lemon played 7 seasons with the White Sox, 9 with Detroit. He had battled a rare blood disease for the past 3 decades and had suffered a series of strokes, leaving him unable to walk or talk. Chet Lemon was 70 years old. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps go into the eye of the hurricane. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The cold front bringing us some rain this morning, but a dry afternoon and a cooler afternoon. 66 the high today. Sunny and mild tomorrow, 75. Mother's Day, sunshine and warmer near 80 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 59 degrees in Dundalk, 55 in Owings Mills, and 55 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. Before the break there, we were talking about President Joe Biden on The View. We were talking about the new Pope, American-born Pope, Pope Leo XIV. And many people are weighing in on that as well. And if you haven't been at WCBM.com to weigh in on the question of the day, again, it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It is up there, and that is very simple. Are you satisfied with the new Pope? Right now, 56% of you say yes, 44% of you say no. It's pretty split there, so please go to WCBM.com and let your voice be heard on that. I am going to get to the phone lines and get to some of these text messages, and I think a lot of them are about both topics, Pope Leo XIV and Joe Biden. Ron in Occupy Baltimore says, Kim, I understand that you want to give Pope Leo a chance, but frankly, he's had his chances. He was spring-loaded to attack Trump and Vance, as well as gushing over illegal aliens, not immigrants, but aliens. But tell me, Kim, where was this criticism of Pelosi and Biden over their pro-abortion stance? Where is his condemnation of pedophile priest? In both cases, there was none. And let's not forget that the Catholic Church makes billions trafficking illegal aliens. He has had his chance. I left the Catholic Church because of Francis the Red, and I don't see any incentive to go back with El Leo. Well, Ron and Occupy Baltimore, all great points there. I did not see where he posted about any of those things as far as abortion or any of those things. And I would say, you know, there's probably a possibility that he's not a big fan of J.D. Vance and Trump. I guess, you know, I don't agree a ton of what our caller Joe said, but I do agree that, you know, making this whole thing with the Pope or the Vatican in general, making it so political, I think it's going to take us down this rabbit hole that we really don't need to go down. You know, I think there's a way to keep what happens in the Catholic Church separate to what happens on the political scene. Now, is Pope Leo XIV, is he going to insert himself in some of these conversations? That's a possibility. And guess what? That would be wrong, in my view, for him to do, just like I thought it was wrong when Pope Francis did it. I've got Don in Baltimore. Don, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do. How are you doing this morning, Kim?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank God for Jesus. I just want to say that first thing I want to say that the guy, the caller you had a few callers ago, who think that Joe Biden was doing a great job, he didn't say great job, but he said that Joe Biden was a better president than Trump because you know he's full of hate. And I just see how the Democrat Party got people. Well, it's so obvious how they got people so advertised that Joe Biden did a good job, you know, and Trump right now he hasn't been in office for a little bit over 100 days, and I think he's doing a wonderful job. I know he's gonna do a great job. Because that's just common sense. We take common sense and we put it up against anybody, these people who believe in men should be in women's forms and all this gay stuff that is coming out, even the Pope. You know, all these people demonize. They're really demons because they are destroying this country with their ideas, and their ideas are so weak. You know, educated people, very educated people, just think so, they over-educate themselves. They think so stupid. I can't believe right now can anybody in the world can say that Joe Biden ran a good economy or ran the country good. Nobody can say that, to be honest. Did Trump run the economy good when he was in office at first? Many people can say he did. But then, you know, even with the test, nobody felt that stuff that was coming. You know, a lot of people don't even know what test is. But still, he didn't do anything wrong yet. But people find so much fault in Trump because his name's Trump. They don't know, they don't understand him at all. So it's good to judge people based on understanding. And that's the thing I want to say. I want to say that I think that Trump is a great president.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, no other president was great. No other president ever came. Biden destroyed us. Obama destroyed us with gay nights, and they just destroyed the country. And they're all about money. And then the people tell you, well, Trump, he's all about money. He didn't rich Elon Musk. I said, yeah, you got to be crazy. How a man that got Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, what he want our money for? He don't need it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He don't need it. Trump don't need it.
Yeah, no,
you know,
Don.
That's why they want them for free.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Don. I hope you have a great weekend. I think a lot of people feel the same way you do. And, you know, he was talking about, that was Joe. And then also before the break, we had a good caller as well, Vincent. He was talking about all the things that Joe Biden has done in the past, which he hit the nail on the head there. It is hard to imagine that people support him, you know, even just knowing, you know, what he said in the past that they said were gaffes or, you know, they were making up all these excuses. He stutters. I mean, have we seen him stutter? Was he stuttering on The View? No, he was mumbling because he can't get his words out, but he wasn't stuttering. And that was another lie that they told, that he had a stuttering problem. And that's why he was mumbling. I mean, it was just ridiculous. You could go to YouTube and look at any video footage of him on, you know, whether it's on the Senate floor, in the House chambers where, you know, Joe Biden was before he was the president. You could look at any videos of him as VP. And then I would point it out and they're like, well, he worked on his stuttering. That's why. It's all right. So he worked on his stuttering, but now he's stuttering again now. I mean, come on. Come on. I got Gino in Forest Hill. Gino says in the text line, Joe Biden couldn't get through The View interview unless Jill Biden was there to bail him out. That's it. Period. Yeah, Gino. A lot of people noticed that as well. She had to bail him out many times in conversations with the panel of The View, which really says something because it's not like these are like, you know, stellar women that are rocket scientists or anything. I did mention that you have Congressman Kwesi Fume and Senator Chris Van Hollen. They have been talking about President Trump and Elon Musk. In case you did not see it, it is in the Baltimore Sun. And Congressman Fume said that Elon and Trump should both be arrested. And my heart was warmed by the comment section on this post. This is on Facebook, by the way, if you go to Baltimore Sun's Facebook post. There were so many people in the comment section, even those that are Democrats, those that know Congressman Kwesi Fume well, you know, they pointed out so many different things, like, you know, his mismanagement of money when he was the head of NAACP, some of these sexual harassment and sexual assault allegations from women when he was in the NAACP and other organizations. And it's like here he's calling for the arrest of Trump and Elon Musk. And it's kind of like, dude, wait a minute. Yeah, that would be calling the kettle black at this point because you've got some questionable behavior. But not only that, there were people in the comments pointing out that when we were learning more and more about the USAID funding, right, and how much was coming into Baltimore City, and specifically how much was going into District 7 here in Maryland. And I remember I posted some of these, I guess you could say spreadsheets is what they came out to be because they were like Excel spreadsheets. I posted them on Facebook and I said, well, here you go. You have money that was going towards certain organizations in Baltimore City that had decided to start housing illegal immigrants. And if you get down to the details, because again, the devil's in the details, you could see where a lot of this was approved and, you know, gone over with Congressman Kwesi Fume's office. And so some people were thinking, well, wait a minute. He's got all this money coming in for illegal immigrants. He's got his fingerprints on it. I mean, what is going on? So, you know, and we've talked about this. Those that are standing strong against President Trump, especially those, you know, Democrats that really don't have to do this to make a name for themselves, right? Like Johnny O and others that are brand new. They're doing this because I think it is very obvious that the more they dig, the more we will find out who was skimming off the top when it comes to our tax dollars. And I think these conversations and these, you know, statements from members of Congress, they continue because I think they're worried. I do think they're worried. I think Congressman Quayusin Fume is worried. Again, that's my opinion. I think Senator Chris Van Hollen is worried. I do. I think that there is probably a significant amount of money that has their fingerprints on it, and that's going to be exposed. And I don't think they want anyone to see just that. I got Mike on the line. Mike, you wanted to go, Mike in Millersville, excuse me. Did you want to talk about the Pope?
Yes, I did. I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm in my 70s, and I was trained and educated by nuns in Sacred Heart of Jesus School, and grew up with some traditional ideas about the Catholic Church. And when the second ecumenical council occurred, they started bringing in all these homosexual priests, as far as I'm concerned, a person who grew up in a traditional Catholic faith, the Roman Catholic Church violated a boundary, because when I grew up, priests were regarded as holy men. They started bringing these homosexual priests in. That's kind of like when I started not caring about what the Roman Catholic Church says. I don't care about what the Pope says anymore. I just regard the Pope as just another guy. And what I do is I follow my faith in accordance with what I was taught as a child. And I stopped going to church. I found myself another church that was in line with my beliefs. And personally, I really don't care who the Pope is. You know, they just elected this guy, and whatever he comes up with, I could care less. If he wants to go with all these liberal ideas, fine, do it what you want, but I'm not included. And there's a lot of other Catholics like me that are embarrassed to say that they are Catholics because of the garbage that the church brought into the faith.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Mike, and I think people would agree with you there. When you had Pope Francis start really ramping up the rhetoric around the LGBT community, I know you said that you removed yourself. Did you see other people at that time also saying, you know what, enough is enough?
Yeah, went to a men's conference, and I was actually embarrassed to say that I'm a Roman Catholic. Because I said, I'm a Roman Catholic. And everybody looked at me like I had three heads. And it's like, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, this is absolutely ridiculous. So it's like, whatever, you know, I just got to a point where because like I say, priests that were priests 1 week. Next week, they're working over at Westinghouse Electric, and I went to them and says, well, what happened to you? And, you know, there's nothing there. There's a priest up in Crofton, head of the congregation. I went into the rectory to do some work in there. I was shocked to see what the hell I saw, and it was just, I thinking, you know, this is absolutely ridiculous. And the Roman Catholic Church brought this garbage all on themselves. Yeah. The reason, I mean, when I was a kid, I was an altar boy. I went to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, educated by a nun. Every day I went to Mass, okay? I had a certain, a certain guideline on what it meant to be a Catholic. But now after that second ecumenical council, they have all of this other corruption that comes into the church, and that's what. And you know, I'm getting back. When I was going to church, the churches in all masses were packed.
Yeah.
I go to church now. 8 o'clock, there might be 25%. You might go to the 10-11 o'clock mass. That would be like a full mass. But the congregation that I saw when I was a kid, I was proud to be a Catholic. Actually, I thought everybody in the world was a Catholic. I tried to become a Cub Scout at a Lutheran church, and this is just a side thing. And they said, "No, you can't become a Cub Scout because you're not Lutheran. I think, well, what is Lutheran? You know, and I mean, that's how devout of a Catholic that I was.
Right,
but
right.
I never left. I still consider myself a Roman Catholic, but I can't go along with this crap that this Roman Catholic Church is throwing down people's throats.
Yeah, Mike, I think a lot of people would agree. I hope that you have a great weekend, and I thank you for sharing with us. When we get back, we'll continue on this discussion. I know I have more text messages to read, but also, if you missed it, just yesterday, the U.S. and the U.K. made a deal, according to President Trump. Look, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites. Save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega-3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything, yes, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant. You can also go online at res-q.com. Again, that's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go shop at res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Rob Carson on the radio, and now we got a Pope named Rob. All hail Pope Rob. Now, on a serious note, is Robert Francis Prevost named the new Pope, will become the Francis successor following 2 days of voting inside the Sistine Chapel. He's from Chicago. This country that's been around 250 years, our 250th anniversary coming up, and we now have a Pope from the United States of America. That is remarkable.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, thanks again to our last caller, Mike in Millersville. Mike, I think there's a lot of people that are that have left the Catholic Church, whether it's for some of this woke ideology or for the pedophilia or just all of the things that have come out in the recent years. And I think, again, you're not alone on that boat. I did want to go back to the question of the day at WCBM.com, and that is, are you satisfied with the new Pope? Right now, 49% of you say yes, 51% of you say no. It's still a very close call. We were also talking about Congressman Quaison Fumé and Senator Chris Van Hollen. And if you want to read the Baltimore Sun articles, please go to the Baltimore Sun and check it out. But they're calling for the arrest of President Trump and Elon Musk. Now, this is on the heels of last week. Remember, Quaison Fumé had put his name on a list that said that they wanted to impeach President Trump. And then they found out that it wasn't legal, right? So they went around the Capitol and got all these names to put on a list. And then after they put this petition out, then they realized that what they were doing wasn't even legal. You know, you got to check those things beforehand. But now that that's not legal and they cannot impeach him right now, now they're just calling for their arrest. And that's where we are, right? They're very divisive. I think, honestly, the woke left has always been very divisive. I will just mention also, kind of just in passing, if you're really thinking about the entire country, right, you're just taking a look at how people feel across the country. I will say there's not many people that feel as though, like, you know, our caller that said Joe Biden was this great president. Nah, not at all, right? That's why Trump did so well in the last election. I would also say when it comes to biological male and female sports, it is very hard to find somebody that actually agrees with that, that isn't trans themselves. Extremely difficult, because a lot of people do not believe that men should be competing against females. That should not even be a thing. But when we're talking record high inflation, remember, those numbers, they weren't that way since the 80s, and it happened under Joe Biden. When he depleted the oil reserves and then said, oh, you know what, we're gonna depend on other countries for our oil, why would we do such a thing? Why would we depend on other countries really for anything, especially after what we went through with COVID? You know, and I know I mentioned this probably 20 times by now, but I'll never forget when we were told that we were going to rely on China for PPP. I said, wait a minute, we can't get our own gloves and masks together? We're going to call China, where this virus looks like it's actually from? I mean, what are you saying? Are we that dependent on other countries? And the answer to that was yes. And I think there were a lot of people like myself that was like, you know what? This is not what I signed up for. I want manufacturing to come back here to the U.S. And that is what President Trump is trying to do. And so, yes, coming up next, we are going to talk about the deal. They kind of alluded to this deal yesterday at the White House as we were sitting here on the show. And then finally, when I got off the show, finally, people were actually posting some of the things that were said in the Oval Office. So I have that audio for you. Real quick, in the text line, Marty says, Kim Ifume should be arrested for misuse of funds in his district. Have you seen the Penn North, Sandtown, Winchester, and Harlan Park lately? How much has Ifume cost the NAACP to settle those sexual harassment lawsuits? Yeah, a lot of that is there for anybody that wants to find it. Now, I got a lot of crap about not including that in my campaign when I ran against him. Honestly, when you throw daggers like that, who does that hurt? The family members, his current wife, right? And then the victims of the sexual harassment. So that, to me, it just was a non-starter. I felt like there were many more things that could hit Ifume on, you know, that weren't personal. But you're right, Marty. Anybody could Google any of those things. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the deal with the UK that President Trump announced yesterday. And then also, Representative Jasmine Crockett, yes, she's speaking again. I got some audio you might want to hear.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top U.S. officials set to meet with high-level Chinese representatives this weekend to talk trade. President Trump has floated the idea of cutting tariffs on China from the 145% he's imposed and are currently in effect down to 80% ahead of the weekend meeting. He's looking to de-escalate the trade war if possible. Meanwhile, China announcing that it had to reduce its exports to the U.S. by 21% in April. That's as a result of those new tariffs that are in place. The transgender troops being removed now out of the military, that follows a Tuesday Supreme Court decision that allowed the president's executive order to remain in effect. Commercial fishermen are eager to see if President Trump's command to shed some federal fishing regulations will boost one of this country's oldest industries. This is SRN News.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Dean Kramer gave the Birds another 7 strong innings yesterday against the Twins, but the Oriole bullpen failed him in the 8th.
Swinging a fly ball, left center field, in the gap. Mullins on the move. Mullins will turn. That's in play and off the base of the wall. One run scores. Here comes Buxton heading home. Henderson, no chance.
Call courtesy of Twins TV, Brooks Lee, 2-run double the difference in a 5-2 loss that saw the Birds bang out 10 hits but strand 9.
go 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Orioles in Anaheim tonight, 9:38 first pitch. Meanwhile, in D.C. last night, the Caps needed a big-time performance against the aggressive Carolina Hurricanes. And boy, did they get it.
Coming across the play at Walker. He couldn't get it in. Now McMichael speeding in on a breakaway. Scores! Connor McMichael makes it 1-0 Washington.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. Caps will go on for a 3-1 win. Tom Wilson was the man last night. An assist and empty netter defense all over the ice. Coming up in 30 minutes, Zach Eflin's on the way. And that is Stein on Sports.
The showers will continue through the first part of the day today, but then taper off by the afternoon. Once the rain winds down, though, we're still cloudy. The temperature's on the cooler side, 66 today. We may get a brief shower overnight, but then sunny and dry through the weekend and getting warmer. A mild day tomorrow, 75. Sunday, near 80 in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs feature helps you stand out and hire fast. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. CBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. Happy Friday to all of you. I got one more comment on this whole thing with Congressman Mfume and Senator Chris Van Hollen. Again, if you want to see the article, it's in the Baltimore Sun, where they're calling for the arrest of Elon Musk and President Trump, which is obviously very rich coming from those two. But I have a comment I just want to add here. And that is the fact that it's very clear to me that the Democrat Party still has no messaging. They have no messaging. They have no solutions. They can't hang their hat on anything right now. And that is what I've noticed the most. Like, yeah, they're calling for the arrest. They're saying Trump is this, Elon is that. But if you think about it, they're not saying really anything else. And that's because they don't have anything. Right now, President Trump is doing a phenomenal job with the border. Right. And then remember when everybody was complaining about who he was selecting as nominees to head up some of these agencies, they're doing a great job. I guess you could say there's been slip ups with the DOD, right, with Pete Hegseth and even Mike Waltz. Right. He was now, but now he's the ambassador. Well, yeah, he's the ambassador for the UN now. But, you know, other than that, that little hiccup there, what could you say that is so wrong that this administration is doing? You can't. The press secretary, she's doing a phenomenal job. They can't take, you know, shots at her. And so that's, I just want to make sure we point that out to those that are maybe independents or Democrats. I mean, when you're looking at your party and what they want to accomplish, what they are trying to promise their base or their people, they've got nothing. And I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, wow. You know, even though they're talking about Governor Westmore and he's been saying he's not running in 2028, people might, you know, say something different, obviously. But even when he was on The View, if you noticed, he was really talking more about President Trump. He was talking about losing the federal dollars. He said, oh, yeah, we did this year of service with the kids, you know, in Maryland. That doesn't really mean anything on the national level. But when he was trying to point to some of his accomplishments that he should have, at least in the past 2 years, he really could not point to anything. And that's why Sonny Halston had to jump in and say, well, don't forget you have that program in Baltimore where they'll match your dollar if you buy, you know, this home and da-da-da. He didn't bring that up. She brought it up. And I still think she was lying about it. There's no way to tell, by the way. I tried to look it up, but there's no way to tell whether or not she actually did, in fact, purchase that house using the match program. You can't see that. But she brought it up because she realized that he had nothing to hang his hat on. And then when he went on the Breakfast Club and he was talking to Charlamagne the God and those hosts there, again, he had nothing that he could say. He was like, oh, we're saving people money. But many people have already said, now that's not true because you're adding so many taxes and fees everywhere else. So you're not saving anybody any money. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It's like, yeah, we're going to continue to hear calls for, you know, President Trump and Elon Musk to be arrested and things like that. But it's because they have nothing else. They have nothing else. If Trump was doing a bad job, we said this yesterday, the Kilmar, Armando, Abrego Garcia, they're not even talking about him anymore. Because he is, in fact, you know, or was, in fact, an MS-13 gang member. And, you know, of course, there were all signs that pointed to that. But then when the husband of Kilmar's wife spoke out, the ex-husband, that she has, I think it was two kids with, you know, he even noted that, no, he knew for a fact that Kilmar was part of MS-13. There were a lot of people that believed and knew that he was part of MS-13. His tattoos said it. And so now they can't even hang their hat there saying, oh, wait, President Trump, you know, their administration, they got this wrong. They should have never deported this father, this husband, this Maryland man. But they got it all wrong. He, in fact, you know, was MS-13. So they got it wrong. So they've got nothing. And so now they're grasping at straws. Speaking of which, I got some audio here from Representative Jasmine Crockett before we get into the deal that was made with the UK. Jasmine Crockett, you know, she goes on many podcasts. She has a lot of time to just kind of hang out and speak her mind. And that's fine. When you're in office, I expect you to speak your mind. But she had something to say about Republicans. It's kind of going along this line of they've got nothing else. So they're just like pulling these things out of their behind. Take a listen.
They try to act like, oh, political violence, it's the Democrats and it's the liberals. And it's like, actually, I mean, I'm not going to say that like a left-leaning person cannot be violent because that would be like crazy to say that somebody can't be. But baby, y'all got the white supremacists galore, okay? Like all of them. You got the Proud Boys. You got the neo-Nazis. You have people that literally should be classified as domestic terrorists because a lot of times that is what they are doing. They're engaging in domestic terrorism. And guess what? They all align with your side.
Yeah.
Including the KKK. So like, I mean, this is who aligns with that. So like inherently in like who you are, right, y'all are violent. Like right, y'all, and most of your violence has to do with people that's got a little bit of melanin. But nevertheless, like, y'all are a violent group of people. Like, you attract violent actors. And, like, I'm sorry. I know they tried to make Black Lives Matter out to be the most violent. What about Black Lives Matter? No.
All right. And that was Representative Jasmine Crockett out of Dallas, Texas. I don't know why she's still using this fake accent. I guess she's not going to let it go, so we'll just have to get used to it, I suppose. But we know it's fake. But she says that Republicans are inherently violent. And that's definitely not true. And she did mention that Black Lives Matter, you know, all the looting and the riots in all the major cities. That was all the Democrat Party. Okay? And inherently violent. Again, we can point back to the KKK, which was created by the Democrat Party. Again, goes back to that same party. So I don't know what she's coming, why she's saying these things. I don't get it. I guess she's trying to say, well, you saw January 6th. Perhaps that's why she could get away with saying it. I don't know why the podcast host didn't correct her at all. She just, you know, kept nodding her head in agreement. But if you're looking at the overall amount of violence and things that have happened in this country, I would say even in the past 10 years, you can look to Democrats. We were talking yesterday about the Palestinian supporters at Columbia University in the library. And no one actually was hurt during that protest. But if you were able to see some of the videos and how they were threatening people there, jumping on their desk and doing all kind of stuff, you know, the people getting in other people's faces, again, it would be the Democrats because they have nothing else. They've got nothing else. All right, let's go into this deal with the UK real quick here. President Trump, he announced this yesterday at the Oval, or in the Oval Office, I should say. And J.D. Vance, what's his name? Ludwig, is that the last name there? He was in the room. There were many people with the administration in the room, many of them that have, you know, been working, I think, on assisting President Trump with some of the ideas and what he's trying to get accomplished with the tariffs. So, of course, yesterday he did announce what he's doing with the UK. Take a listen.
I just want to begin by saying that this is a very special day because it's Victory Day, World War II, May 8th. And just by happenstance, we have the Prime Minister on the phone, and we were great allies in that, and it's very unusual that the trade deal comes due, and we signed it up on the same day that we had a great victory, the greatest victory of them all. So we are talking more and more about Victory Day because we were a big part of it, and so was the UK. And it's just, I guess, I don't know what you call it. It's just incredible that that day is the same day that we signed a tremendous trade deal for both countries. So I'm going to begin by just adding that we just concluded the rare earth deal with Ukraine. That's been fully ratified and approved by their legislative branches. And so we appreciate that. And I'll be speaking with the president in a little while, a little bit later. And we appreciate that. But the deal is all now signed up and ratified. And we have access to a massive amount of very, very high quality rare earth.
All right. And that was President Trump at the Oval Office. I got some notes here. It says the U.S.-UK trade deal marks a strategic recalibration of tariffs to prioritize American manufacturing and tech dominance. By focusing on steel, autos, and digital services, this agreement leverages Britain's desperation post-Brexit to secure favorable terms for U.S. producers. Critics whine, of course, about the chaos. But the 10% baseline tariff forced London to the table without gutting our leverage, proving that hardline tactics work when paired with smart negotiation. There are more notes here for you. It says this isn't just about trade balances. It's about reshaping global supply chains to favor American innovation over EU stagnation. The same playbook should now crush China's export-driven model. Previous administrations let foreign powers dictate terms. This White House flips the script, using economic pressure to extract real concessions. And this is why, of course, President Trump and so many others were excited yesterday, saying that this is a huge day. This is a victory. And I think he did he say victory more, like maybe eight times within like 4 minutes. But he's happy about this. But, you know, in the coming days, we're supposed to be working on a deal with China. And I know that Tim Herb with the RBC Wealth Management mentioned that this morning. This is why you do see some relief there in the markets. And, of course, there are going to be people that have been saying this entire time, oh, Trump's ruining the country. He's ruining the markets. You know, I got some text here. It says, you know, this is just a recovery from what the damage that he's already done. But I can understand why you would say that, texter. But I think what you're going to see here is that you're going to start seeing this flip on its head. And this is kind of what Trump was talking about. Yes, there's going to be some short-term pain. But because we use these tariffs, because we had this leverage, we now could be in a position where all of these countries aren't just taking advantage of us. And on top of that, when you're thinking about steel, when you're thinking about the, you know, the automobiles, this stuff should be made here. There's no reason for this stuff not to be made here. And if you're thinking, oh, some of the manufacturing jobs, you know, they went overseas because there were people that didn't want to do those jobs. Well, I tell you what, when those jobs come back and they start, you know, there are plenty, you're going to see more and more people going to trade schools to try to figure out how they can get one of those jobs in one of those mills. Because those career opportunities, they need to come back, and they actually provide real salaries. And this would stop this silly conversation about raising the minimum wage in fast food restaurants and other areas, you know, across the country in different industries where we should not be raising the minimum wage. Okay? Because all you're going to do then is continue to raise the price of a burger on the consumer. And those are entry-level jobs. There's nothing wrong with an entry-level job. And I even said this to my daughter Olivia the other day because She loves Taco Bell. I don't know how she eats it, but she loves it. Well, anyways, you know, we were in the Taco Bell drive-thru, and we go so much. This is so sad. I know it sounds bad. You know, I'm a terrible mother. We go so much. The young lady that used to work in the drive-thru all the time, because she would always come to the window and say hi, you know, and all this other stuff. She's now an assistant manager there at Taco Bell. And I said, see, Livy, so, you know, even if you wanted to start out in fast food, because everybody says, oh, you know, fast food, nobody, that's a, you know, job where you don't have any skills or education. That's just not true. I've seen people go from regular counter people to assistant manager to the GM to opening up their own franchise. There are ways to get there, and you have to understand how to become successful in that position. If you want to be in fast food, you got to continue to climb the ladder. You can't just sit there and be the fry guy for 10 years and then complain that you're not making, you know, a livable wage. Nobody thought you would be the fry guy for 10 years. That's a personal problem. I need you to get off your behind. Take some initiative. Figure out how you can move up at McDonald's or Taco Bell. For you to just sit there and complain that you want to make $20 an hour, I'm not trying to hear that. You spend all this time just being the fry guy? Dude, look in the mirror. And of course, there'll be people say, well, they don't have the education. They don't have the skills. If you've worked in Taco Bell for 10 years and you're sitting there, you know, folding quesadillas, and you're telling me out of those 10 years, you haven't figured out how to become the assistant manager, then you're an idiot. And you might not even have a job to begin with, or shouldn't have a job to begin with, if you can't figure out how that place works after 10 years. Okay? That's not something you have to go to school for. There's a high turnover in fast food restaurants. If you are there for any amount of years, you usually can work up that ladder because you're just at least there, coming to work on time, being, you know, having decent customer service, being helpful. You can climb the corporate ladder in any fast food chain doing those things. But here's the thing. Some people don't want to. Some people can't take the initiative. Some people have a terrible work ethic. And I don't want to be on the hook paying more for a Happy Meal because you have a terrible work ethic. This is something your parents should have taught you a long time ago. So anyways, I don't have sympathy for those people. But when you're talking about steel manufacturers, you're talking about more automobile companies, you're talking about all these things, you bring that back to the U.S., you make sure that we make those things here. We can lower the cost on automobiles. We can lower the cost of steel. Look, we're about to put this Francis Scott Key Bridge together, right? I mean, if you could do that and get these men and women in these career opportunities where they've got health benefits. We were just talking yesterday to Isabel Cummings, shout out again to her, the OIG in Baltimore, for coming here live in studio, talking about the DPW workers and how they need to raise their pay. Well, guess what? If they could try, sure. Their pay is kind of low for what they do. This is just me looking at the numbers. Sure, right? But at the same time, if you need to make more than that, if you are working at DPW and say you don't have just one kid, say you've got 4, 5 kids, so you need to make more than that. Well, with all these jobs coming back, right? Steel, automobiles, digital services, everything in this agreement they were talking about yesterday, those jobs come back. That DPW worker, yeah, they might work at DPW right now, but they could go off and make sure they're in a trade school in the evening getting the skills that they need. So when those manufacturing jobs do come here, guess what? That DPW sanitation worker is going to work in the steel mill, and now that worker has not only health insurance, but they're making $80,000 a year, and they're able to take care of themselves or their child. That's part of the American dream. And I think sometimes people forget about this. You think, you know, and I have conversations with young people all the time, especially when I have my nonprofit in Baltimore City. They believe the American dream is like when something is just handed to you because you've got this privilege of being in America, and we say it's the land of opportunity. Well, your hard work has to meet the opportunity. You can't just sit there on your hands. The opportunity presents itself, and then you say, oh, here's, I'm going to go ahead and get this job, yet you've done nothing to prepare for it, and you do nothing to keep it. And this is why I get so upset about the whole DEI situation. Okay, maybe back in the day, affirmative action was necessary, but here in 2025, there are no barriers for you getting a certain job or career based on the color of your skin or your sexual orientation. It does not exist. And if it does exist, I want you to report them to the Better Business Bureau, because there's not a ton of businesses out there that would do such a thing. And so this is, look, again, this deal here, that Trump announced between the U.S. and U.K., I love it. And I agree with him. It's a victory. And if it comes to fruition, we could actually see some of these job opportunities come to the Baltimore region. Just think about what that would do and how the city would thrive if we could get some real careers here. So congratulations to the Trump administration on that. When we come back, if you want to weigh in on that, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I do want to talk about the Baltimore Blast owner, Ed Hale. He did officially announce his run, and I've got some comments on it.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Let me get this straight. If you ask the superintendent about her budget, you get reprimanded, right?
Yeah.
Maggie Domanowski? Or if you ask why they don't have a flag, you can get punished, charged with trespassing and suspended. But the superintendent can breach her contract about where she resides, and that goes unchallenged? That's a great point.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Lots to talk about today. Sorry I went on that rant there for a second. I want to see career opportunities come here to the Baltimore region. Obviously, that was my number one platform piece because I know that this is a great region. It is, you know, a city that could thrive, and it's very capable. We just need the right leadership. And we need those that don't want to lead and those that want to exploit others so they can pad their pockets. We need them out of office. You're not going to believe this right now. If you're at WCBM.com and looking at the poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, the question is, are you satisfied with the new Pope? Guess what? 50% of you say yes, 50% of you say no. It is a split right down the middle. Interesting. Very interesting. Right now, of course, I think I told you guys I'm on the yes side of things, and it's not because I think he's going to be this great guy or whatever. I'm sitting here and I'm just going to wait and see what happens. I'm not going to have any judgment there. And also before the break, I was talking about, cause I don't know how we got to this point. You ever hear the Democrats? They always say the same thing. They're like, we need illegal immigrants to be here because they do the jobs that Americans don't want to do. Well, how did we get there? Just real quick, how do we get there? This is why I said there's nothing wrong with working at a fast food restaurant. There's nothing wrong with any of those entry-level jobs because there's always an opportunity to climb up that corporate ladder and continue with that company. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. But we live in a society where people will put others down for doing those honest jobs. I mean, I think people celebrate the Kardashians more than they would celebrate, you know, the CEO of BGE. And that's, And it's kind of like, wow, you're looking at that. It's like, well, that's quite a position that person has. You know, I'm sure those decisions are tough to make at BG, right? But they'll look at the Kardashians and they'll idolize them and say, wow, you know. Meanwhile, they have no talent. And look, I was guilty of watching the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I like that show. But they don't have any talent. They don't have any skills. And they're not teaching anybody anything except for how to take pictures, I guess. But, you know, I think we can get back to a point where the average 9-to-5 is admirable, right? That's a job that comes with integrity, no matter what it is. I wish we would talk more about those that are working at Amazon. I know our caller, Romaine, she works at Amazon. A lot of great people work at Amazon, and you might start out on a low-level position there. You work your way up. Those at the top of the chain at Amazon, you got millionaires. Well, anyways, I hope we can get back to a time where we stop shaming people for certain jobs. And then if we do that, then they can stop saying, oh, well, some Americans don't want to do those jobs. That's why we give it to illegals. Well, there's no shame in those jobs. No shame whatsoever. All right, coming up next, well, we're already at 11 o'clock hour. Time is flying by on this Friday. We'll talk about the Blast owner, Ed Hale, and his official announcement yesterday. Also, criminal juveniles laughing in our faces. Yes. Fox 45 has a story, and apparently juveniles that are involved in some of the crime actually went on social media and laughed at the story, which they were mentioned in, because they were already home. They weren't even detained. We got all that and more coming up next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is not.